ask the waste problem. Chinese ambassador to Indonesia Wang Yudong views Indonesia as having a common commitment with China to strengthen diplomatic relations that have entered their 75th year, as reflected in various established cooperation. In his remarks at the 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and China by the Chinese Embassy in Jakarta on Thursday, he said, as developing countries with the largest economies, Indonesia and China will continue to work together on the world stage in advancing the common interests of developing countries to ensure peaceful and equitable development. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia.
I'm gonna get you.
of radio are popular media, broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave, 33 to 5 kHz, and 47.5 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and LFE digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Switzerland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Share and live chat features at LA Digital One-Stop Entertainment and Information. Download now on Google Play Store and the App Store. At LA Digital, renew various collaborative
Your coconut and frozen mung bean juice called Mung Kwai. It tastes truly very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this dish? I'm Mario Moore from Wonder West Yaha. He said that this dessert has been there even before he knew the season.
Toy Sounds of Indonesia.
Ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously have time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut through a long sequence of rituals, where the villagers have their own parts.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Mororunchi from Kidoshi. She gave it to Chai Yamun Haradete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidoshi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, West Mantle have carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet have made them a belief to be special children of the Yan, who bridge unreality and the unseen beyond.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything to you through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, the Lungung Kolodete, also did the ritual. To cut this child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to God. It's Javanese, life has good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. This is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dian, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dian Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali di mana kegiatan dan datang kegiatan ritual seseorang di Sekimbali ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang tidaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara nanti lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakan saya satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu sepanjang ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures in full. They visit the places being sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded or chariots across the village. The parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the services can stay across the Dian Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharma Sala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Nyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to get together as a great group to be done for the dreadlock cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Here is a crown for a human, especially a woman. The baker saw it given the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Winner Simple. She's 2 years old. She had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the great Wanjana temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Wanjana children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpa. Tumpa is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpah lobster itu tawaran bikinan Tuhan seperti tadi contoh situ. Nah, jadi ada kembali tadi, ada tumpah kembali.
Tumpah lobster means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. Then we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikam-nikam ya gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anhill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual begins. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising the renewal generation is not easy. People on the value of their tradition. Truth. The tradition can coexist with modernization.
Some places.